Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Skip Dog on the 520 floating bridge
Skip
is.
Dog.
Skip Dog, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, Skip Dog is ready to go, Steve, so get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Skip Dog will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
What letter is least used in the English language?
X.
No.
V.
Yes. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State?
California.
No.
Pass.
How many lobes does the liver have?
2.
No.
3.
No.
4.
Yes, 4. The sackbut was an original form of what brass instrument?
I'm sorry, the what?
The sackbut was an early form of what brass instrument?
Tuba.
No.
Trombone.
That's it. In what decade was the Richter scale developed?
The 20s.
No.
30s.
Yes. 40s. In the movie E.T., who finds the extraterrestrial?
Elliot.
Yes. The only egg-laying mammals live on what continent?
Australia.
Yes. Ascorbic acid is the chemical name for which vitamin?
Vitamin A.
No.
C.
Yes. How many current NHL teams are in Canada? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, Skip Dog.
I think Skip Dog needs to switch over to an iPhone because that Android of his is...
How do you think you know it's an Android?
Oh, I'm positive it's
an Android. I bet he has an iPhone. Skip Dog, do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I'm not part of the dark side. I'm all Android.
That's right.
Yeah. I told you. I could tell by the terrible audio quality.
I was wondering about that. Dude's probably got one of those Galaxy phones.
Oh, boy. Shout out Samsung. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
What letter is least used in the English language?
Is it Q?
No.
X?
No.
Why?
No. Which U.S. state is nicknamed?
Z?
Yeah.
Z?
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Yes. How many lobes does the liver have?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. The sack butt was an original form of what brass instrument?
That was my nickname in high school. The tuba?
No.
The trombone.
Yes. In what decade was the Richter scale developed?
What decade? The 50s?
No.
60s?
No.
70s?
No. In the movie E.T., who finds the extraterrestrial?
Elliot.
That's him. The only egg-laying mammals live on what continent?
Africa.
No.
Asia.
No.
North America.
No. Damn. Ascorbic acid is the chemical name for which vitamin?
Vitamin A.
No.
Vitamin D?
No.
Vitamin C?
Yes. How many current NHL teams are in Canada?
Oh, crap. Four?
No.
Five?
No.
Six?
No. Fissures,
seven?
Vents, yes. Yeah. Fissures, vents, and plugs are all associated with which geological feature? The silence is deafening.
I don't know.
Steve, you got one, two, pass? Three, four, five correct, and that is a loss. 7-5. Nice job, Skip. You and your android did it.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Steve Biggs. Last year he finished 2-1, wins the losses. This year he's on track for 3-1. Very impressive, Steve.
Thank you, Skip Dog. I appreciate you. I'm in high school. I studied Android speaks. I could understand what he was saying to that terrible phone.
The Richter scale was developed in the 1930s. The only egg-laying mammals live on the continent of Australia, and there are seven current NHL teams in Canada: the Flames, the Oilers, the Canadiens, the Senators, the Maple Leafs, the Canucks, and the Jets. Fissures, vents, and plugs are all associated.
But wow.
Volcanoes.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be my second guess. Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you have tattoos? If so, we have a simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK. If you have tattoos, preferably more than one, call 206-803-ROCK so we can ask you a simple question. We will take your calls after Beck. Pete Davidson is going through a very slow, painful process of erasing many of his tattoos. He was nearly covered.
I know. And he had like, I felt like he was like the guy that just went to like tattoo places that had like flash sales. They're all just like random like tattoos that are just all over his body. But I mean, more props to him going to get all those removed. I would never do that.
He is saying that he plans to keep some of the more meaningful ones and told Entertainment Tonight which ones those are.
Are there any tattoos that you are going to keep?
Yeah, of course. All my Sopranos tattoos. I have my dad's.
Okay, good. I'm glad that he's keeping all of his Sopranos tattoos.
How many does he have?
I know, but at least more than one, apparently. And the fact that he mentioned that before going with his dad's whatever's coming
wow.
next. Okay. Sopranos, very important.
I have my dad's ID. And
if you don't know, like his dad passed away during 9/11.
Yeah.
I think he was a firefighter, yeah. if I remember correctly. So, yeah, you're right. That is very strange that he went Sopranos before Dad's tribute.
That's pretty much it. Oh, and I have a tattoo that just says mom tattoo because I got all these tattoos. And my mom was like, how come you've never gotten a mom tattoo?
Right.
And then now I have a tattoo that just says mom tattoo.
Oh, so it actually says mom tattoo.
Mom tattoo.
Not just mom. That's pretty funny.
So this leads us to our simple question. We're going to start with Joanna in North Seattle. Our simple question to you, if you had to remove one tattoo, which one would you remove?
Okay, so I have to give at least one precursor to this because I love Pearl Jam. And in the early 90s, they were easily the favorite music, my go-to music.
Right.
And so I got a little... like the Stickman, the original logo, and I loved it. And the problem is where it is.
Where is
because
it?
Because it's on my bikini line.
Nice.
And as Taryn can probably testify, there are areas of the female anatomy that stretch a tad. And so it no longer looks anything like that.
What does it look like now?
It's disturbing. Maybe a spider.
You know, I feel like you got to keep it for the story alone. I think that's awesome.
I want it to be like a side-by-side.
Yeah. And I
thanks, Joanna.
I still want to get the Pearl Jam Stickman tattoo. Yeah.
Do it on your bikini line.
Okay. I'll do it now because I'll have at least a few more years before it turns into a spider.
Yes.
Yes.
Nick, you're in Paulsbo this morning. If you had to remove one tattoo, which one would you choose?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up?
Steve, first off, anytime you want to go get a stick man tattoo, I'm down, brother. Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right. I wouldn't remove my tattoo. Actually, I'm going to remove my youngest son's first tattoo because when he was 15, the kid doesn't even know how to write in cursive, but yet he has the F word written in cursive.
No.
Like he just wrote it with a pen on his leg. Like he was just sitting there one day with a tattoo gun and just wrote it.
So he tattooed himself and he tattooed the F word?
Yeah, it just says F on his leg. And it's about an inch long and about half an inch tall. And he helps me coach youth sports. It's great in the summertime. You know. So,
Nick, I have to ask, how long did he have it before you found out? And also, how did you find out?
Oh, yeah. So that's the best part. So he had it done when he was 15. He did a really good job keeping it covered till 2 years ago when he was 17. And I walked in his room one day and I looked at it. I licked my thumb and I tried to wipe it off. And I looked, you dumbass, and walked out of his room.
But you know what? It's a fancy F because it's in cursive.
So, Nick, we'll get the Stickman tattoo and then we'll get the F word tattoo right under it.
Perfect. Melinda, you're in Renton this morning. Our simple question, if you had to remove one tattoo, which one would you remove?
Well, you guys worded it a simple question, but for me, 90% of my pieces are actually memorial pieces.
Okay.
But I do have one piece on my back that is for my heritage, and it's a dream catcher and a clover. So I think I would have to get rid of that.
So I have to ask, what of your tattoos would you say is like the most meaningful and the one that you love the most?
It's actually a black rose for my dad.
Nice.
He passed away from cancer 2 days before my 16th birthday. So that would be the piece I would definitively keep.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I have a few tribute tattoos. So I was just curious which one that was for you.
Kenny, you're downtown this morning and we want to know if you had to remove one tattoo, which one would you remove? Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Kenny, you there?
Yeah?
Which tattoo would you remove?
Are you sure?
My kanji symbol.
What does that mean?
It's a it's one of those Japanese symbols that's supposed to mean, you know, life, prosper, but it means danger.
Kenny, are you in the Generation X generation?
I don't know. I'm 55. I never figured out that generation stuff.
Okay, no, just because I feel like that is a very, that was like kind of like one of the like popular, trendy tattoos to get when I was growing up in my generation.
Same with mine. I feel like I have a lot of friends that have symbols that I'm not really sure if they know if it really means that thing, or like mine, Zodiac. Zodiac symbols were very popular to get tattooed.
And the barbed wire around the arm. Remember that one?
Do you know that barbed wire is back?
No.
Oh, man, it should have never left.
Barbed wire is so back right now. It's having a moment, you guys.
Should we get one?
No.
We'll get
Stickman
on the barbed wire.
On the barbed wire, F in cursive.
Well, we'll put a little caption because he's stepping on the barbed wire, so it hurts. So he's yelling F.
It's a quote.
Yeah, we got this all figured out.
The Daily Mix Show.
As a tramp stamp.
Yes. Oh, it keeps getting better. Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you're going to get tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. And that stars Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, and more. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to our little holiday show. We are calling it That's Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett with Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. I love And More.
They're so good
live.
They're
so good.
Their records aren't so great, but they're awesome live.
Great live. Matt, you're in Puyallup this morning, and you are our contestant. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Right on.
All right, let's spin this wheel and see if you're going to play with Steve Miggs or Taryn Daly.
The wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on, Taryn? Do you think it's going to be you, or do you think it's going to be yours truly?
I hope it's you.
Unfortunately, your hopes have been crushed because it's you, Taryn Daly. Let's win these tickets for him.
All right, Matt, here is your clip.
It's Rage Against the Machine, and it's Bulls on Parade?
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Yeah. Follow your gut on this one, Matt. You were right.
Right on.
Such a great groove.
Just got to jam for a second.
I missed the bar. Wrong part. I was air drumming to the wrong part.
It still looked cool, Steve.
Oh, did it? I almost punched you in the eye, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
All right, I am ready for my clip, Danny. Sorry.
I got excited.
Well, I'm going to nail it. It's Miss Murder by AFI.
There it is.
You were so confident that I was going to get it right that you pre-dung me.
This is why I should never hold...
Dinged?
This is why I never hold a firearm, because I'm just too jumpy.
Matt, congratulations. We got you those tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Hell yeah. We'll see you there, my man.
Right on.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you want to chat with us about? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. This morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from today's show, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, you might recall earlier, we were having a chat about crappy neighbors.
Yes.
And we learned that the person whose car was used to set a house on fire in your neighborhood listens to this show.
Are you serious?
And they've called.
This is, wow.
We're going to check.
It's like This Is Your Life, but like a very, very strange version of it.
We're going to check in with Kim in just a minute. But okay. First, Bova, you're in Florida this morning, and you want to follow up on some chicken tattoos.
Excuse me?
Yes, I do, Taryn. I got tickets to the Unchained concert. Sadly, I'm not VIP because I'm poor. But I would love to get the Bell chicken tattoo. I can't say the actual word on the radio, but you said you were going to get one. So at some point, let's get one. I'll pay for it.
Oh, so we're getting, Taryn, you're getting chicken tattoos?
A chicken tattoo with Bova. Apparently.
Did you agree to this?
I mean, when we were talking about chicken tattoos a few weeks ago, and Bova mentioned this, I kind of thought maybe he forgot about it, but apparently he has not forgotten
He's
about it.
He's holding you up to it. So right before our Unwrapped concert, are you going to go get a chicken tattoo?
Bova, maybe
or
we
are
need
you
to,
a chicken?
Maybe we need to have like a pre-party before Unwrapped, and we'll just have, you know, like a little chicken flash art.
Well, yeah, but that's flash art. We're talking, they paint it on, or are we still talking tattooing it?
Oh, no, flash tattoos are legit tattoos. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, they're permanent. Yeah, no, I can understand why you may be like, wait a second, are we just talking about the kind that you had when you were a kid?
Flash.
Yeah, okay. Wait, maybe we'll get a tattoo artist, maybe we'll go to like a meetup at a bar beforehand, and we can all get chicken tattoos.
Ah, I might be down for that.
Okay.
Bok, bok. 206-803-ROCK. Kim, you are in Puyallup this morning, and you have a story about the car that was stolen and lit on fire in Steve's neighborhood.
I did not know it was Steve's neighborhood.
Okay, this is crazy. So this was like a few years ago, a house went on fire in our development, and we were like, what the heck happened? I'll be honest, my first thought was, did I move into a development where they didn't do a good job with the electrical work? Because, you know, this wasn't a house that was fully done yet. It was being built.
No.
And then we were talking to like one of the realtors. She's like, no, the houses are, and they're great houses, but like, she's like, no, somebody stole a car, drove it into the garage that wasn't finished yet, so there wasn't a garage door, set the car on fire, and then it turned out it set the house on fire, and then the other two houses next to it, they got some massive fire damage. People had to move out. It was awful, and you have a connection to it.
Well, my car was the car that went into the one house and was set on fire.
Wow.
Kim, where was your car stolen from?
I had it parked in my garage in Edgewood. I forgot to close my garage door that night. It was a Friday night. Saturday morning, I walked out to my garage, and I saw the vast emptiness.
Which is the worst feeling.
Oh, absolutely. But luckily, they did not enter the house. They just, you know, took the car. I called the police, filed a report. It wasn't until the next day that I got a phone call from the Puyallup police saying, hey, we found your car, fortunately, but unfortunately, it was used to set a house on fire.
And that was the house, it was like five or six homes from my home.
Okay, yeah, so it destroyed the house that it was in, and then one on construction next to it, and then displaced a family because of the fire damage to their brand new home.
Yeah, one family, I think, just bought a house and they hadn't moved in yet. And that was one of the houses. And they were just like, well, we're sorry, but now we have to like pretty much tear apart a big chunk of this house because of all the smoke damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kim, what kind of car did you get next?
A Subaru.
Nice!
Can you please make sure that your garage door stays closed so I don't have any other houses in my neighborhood
100%,
going?
100%,
yeah. Dude, Kim.
You know what? They had to have known how to find that neighborhood.
You know what's crazy? Yeah,
it's not where you'd go and dump a car.
No, it's a little bit off the beaten path, and that's for sure. And I don't feel I had that happen too one time where we accidentally left the garage door open in our house, and somebody just walked in, and the keys were in there. I didn't even think about it, and same feeling. The next morning, you wake up, and you're like, hey, the garage door is open, so you get that cool breeze, but then there's that feeling of emptiness. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, my car is gone, too. This is fantastic.
Yes, and I had a great pair of sunglasses in there, too.
Oh, no! Well, thank you for helping us crack the code,
Kim. Took my Nikes. I feel your pain.
Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. Johnny Brown in Lake Stevens. Earlier this morning, we were talking about that first big letdown in sports. What was that memory for you?
That was when the city of Seattle decided to sell to an out-of-towner, the Seattle Supersonics. Mm-hmm. I moved to Seattle for three pro teams, Major League Baseball, National Football, National Basketball, and next thing you know, they sold to a guy from Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma. People think I should be happy about it. No, it pissed me off. Every time I go to Oklahoma, I wear my Screw Clay Bennett shirt.
Hey, Johnny, I hate to interrupt you. Are you on the crapper right now?
No, I'm standing on hardwood floor in Lake Stevens.
Oh, because you're...
A little shout out to Carson Cars. This is his house that I'm doing, but yeah, the sale of the Sonics just broke my heart.
Yeah. I remember being a part of like that whole rally that happened over at like City Hall, and like everyone's like trying to make it happen. And I think we joked about it earlier with the Ted Smith. We're like, you just kept thinking, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Then pack up your bags. They were gone.
It was very painful.
Do you think it's going to come back? I just got an email today that was like, there was like a big survey saying that, you know, again, it's saying like Seattle's the number one destination for a new NBA franchise. Some people think it might even be a relocation for the Pelicans.
I think it's got to happen.
And then we're the Seattle Pelicans?
Hell no. Bring back the Supersonics.
I don't think they would F that up. I don't think there's a lot of things we can F up. I think that is the one thing that would never get F'd up.
And don't replace the mascot. It's Squatch.
Oh, you wouldn't want, was it Weedle the Needle?
Oh, Weedle's fine too.
Okay, good.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
A 92-year-old musician that we all know has released more than 75 solo albums in their career. And one recent song is a cover of a Beck song. We're going to give you a taste of what it sounds like at 9:50. The great Willie Nelson. He's about ready to release his 78th album, by the way, like next week. 78th album.
What is he putting out, one a year?
There are a few years where he did two, a few years where he did three. He's been releasing albums since 1962.
Right, because what is he, like 90-something?
92 years old.
Because I was thinking, yeah, maybe like if he's even starting in his teens, that's one a year.
So his 76th solo
album. I only have
album,
60 of his records. I got to catch up.
It's called Last Leaf on the Tree. It's his 153rd overall release. This cover of a Beck song from 2002 called Lost Cause. So this is the original Beck version.
Oh, I know this one. It's a good song. Yeah.
Well, in your womb.
It's a very depressing song. It's Sea Change is the album, and it's not fun-loving Beck. It's like, I just got dumped, or I just ended a relationship, and I'm just gonna share my heart with everybody. Which, don't listen to when you're in the middle of a breakup. I did that back in the day, and it was a terrible idea.
Oh, no.
Beck, you're speaking to me, man.
Well, now I want to know how you feel about the Willie version.
You're sorry,
this guy
it's
knows.
Better. Cut through the bar.
I bet even Beck would agree that it's better. Also,
leave you alone.
Just like Johnny Cash, he figures out a way to make a depressing song even more depressing.
It's just because he's old.
Yes,
like it's that voice. He's not making it anything more sad. It's just the fact that he sounds like a little old man.
You watch that's your mouth.
I mean,
he's a medium-sized old man.
Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're
lost. No, I recognize that this is really good. I will never listen to this. It's way
really?
Too. It's a little too depressing for me. And I think Willie Nelson is just, when he does covers, do you remember when he covered the Pearl Jam song with his son?
Oh my gosh, insane.
What was it his son?
Lucas?
Lucas,
yeah.
And they did the Pearl Jam song.
Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands.
That's Lucas.
Of course.
Some folks just have one.
That's Willie.
Others, they've got none.
Lucas can really turn up the dad, and he can really dial it back, too.
I did see, like, a YouTube comment. It was like, that was really cool of Willie Nelson to create another Willie Nelson for when he decides to leave this earth. We still have Willie Nelson.
Well, he has another son named Micah who helped produce that 76th solo album, Last Leaf on the Tree. So they're a very, very talented bunch of Nelsons.
Yeah, thanks to the Nelsons for effectively depressing me this morning.
Practiced our my sins, never gonna let me
win. Yeah, you're still dancing.
I know, I'm still feeling it, though.
It's good.
Well, it's Pearl Jam.
Oh. Under everything.
It's like the opposite of polishing a turd. It's like polishing a diamond, Danny.
Oh, my God.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman found a needle in her kid's Halloween candy, but the cops were able to track down the culprit. We're going to tell you who done it during the Daily Migs download after Stone Temple Pilots.
Willie should cover this, too.
Yeah, make it sad.
Saddest ever.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's a 27-year-old woman in upstate New York. Well, she's been arrested because apparently she was making false claims that she found a sewing needle inside of her kid's Halloween candy. And it turns out she did it herself.
Why?
I would imagine for money. And lots of money. She's probably going to do some kind of a lawsuit, but that's not going to happen because, well, she did it herself. And now she also said that she did it for attention. And there have been other hoax reports popping up elsewhere, including one that blamed, I guess, said that a 9-year-old did it. And what are we doing?
Get a hobby.
Right.
Go touch grass.
And don't mess with chocolate.
No. In Kent, there were some vandals that cut Xfinity lines, which knocked out internet for approximately 2,000 customers in the area. But police say the thieves were wasting their time because I think they were maybe thinking there was copper in the wires. There's not copper in the cables at all.
Okay.
Businesses ended up losing a full day, and Comcast has kind of teamed up with the Kent police to raise awareness of all of this. Goofballs. Silly.
I was just looking online, just got a little distracted because today is the NFL trade deadline and the Seahawks have made a trade.
Who is it?
We don't have a ton of details. It's a man by the name of Rashid Shaheed, and he's a wide receiver. He's with the, well, he's no longer with the Saints, New Orleans Saints. He made a trade. I don't have a ton of the details. It was just popping up on social media, but that's one of the issues that the Seahawks were hoping to address. Rumor has it maybe someone on the offensive line and maybe some other stuff happening on defense as well, but definitely a need because, well, some people believe that Cooper Kupp might not have, like, you know, a full season in him as far as he's injury prone.
It's advanced age.
Yes. But you know what? Even if he's on the sidelines, he's clearly doing some great stuff with the wide receivers out there because it was a great performance from the Seahawks this past week from other wide receivers, not named Cooper Kupp, not named Jackson Smith and Jigba. It seemed like everybody was catching balls. So, and according to some reports, they say Rashid Shaheed is one of the most explosive downfield receivers in the NFL and a perfect weapon to add for the Seattle Seahawks, who are going to the Super Bowl, if you believe some of the national people.
You heard it here.
Yeah, us just reporting what the national people reported, which I'm all in for, obviously. As far as whether, oh, congrats to the Sounders. They keep their playoff hopes alive because, well, they were down one game to nothing, but they tied the series up. So game 3 is going to be happening in Minnesota on Saturday. Right, Danny?
Yes, sir.
As far as weather, in a high of 55 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.